Church, good morning. It's a real delight to be with you this morning. I bring the prayers and the love of Kingsland Church in Colchester. I now actually work at Kingsland. My role is the pastoral care of the church. A while ago, I finished 4 years at Spurgeon's College, which I loved. And I'm really enjoying being at Kingsland. And being at Kingsland, you get to know a few folk, and it's been great to get to know Ian and Jane, and they are lovely people. You're in good hands. And so it's been great to spend some time and get to know these folk. And I'm just thrilled to be with you this morning. Folks, we've just read, beautifully read, thank you. Jesus calling his first disciples. He's calling his first disciples, and he's asking them to give up catching the fish and to fish for men. And it's the same for us this morning, that for those who know Jesus Christ, we are to be fishers of men. We are to share the good news of Jesus Christ. I have to be honest with you, I have no idea why people fish. I don't do it myself. I have some friends that fish. I'm very serious about their fishing. But whenever I see people fish, they're always waiting. In that same position, always waiting to catch their fish. But I'm told it's very relaxing. It's all good fun. Everyone's got the right gear. But I just do not understand why people go fishing. But fishermen do need some certain skills to be a good fisherman. And I think for us this morning, we do need some certain skills to be good fishermen for Jesus. I just want to share with you perhaps three things that may help us to be good fishermen for Jesus, as we just share the good news about Jesus to other folk. One of the qualities, I guess, for a fisherman is to be patient. He is to be patient. I am patient, but not normally at the right time, if that makes sense. I'm very patient with people. When it comes to DIY, I'm not so patient because I want to get it done, you know, and the screw doesn't go in properly, or I haven't cut the wood in a straight line, and I'm not very patient. Lorraine will tell you that my wife, she'll tell me I'm not very quiet. I like noise. When I get up first thing in the morning, I put on the radio, and that drives Lorraine mad. I'm not very still. And I'm not one of these people that can sit down and relax. I'm all over the place. And to be a fisherman, you need to be quiet, you need to be still, and you need to be patient to wait for the fish. Apparently, again, because I am not a fisherman, I've looked this up, there are certain conditions when you are a fisherman. Apparently, the wind needs to be blowing in the right direction to be and catch certain fish. Apparently, also, again, this is my information off the internet, the depth and the temperature of the water has to do a lot with catching fish. My friends who are fishermen have all their gear. They must have patient-wise, because they're out virtually all day waiting for their fish. Folks, I do believe as Christians that we do at times need to be patient as we fish for Jesus. Sometimes it's difficult to get the result that we want. At times we have to wait for the right conditions, that the wind is blowing in the right way, that the temperature and the condition of the water is the right time. So, as fishermen, we have to be patient. until we get the right bite, until we catch the pike, if you like, until we catch the carp, until we catch the bream. But it's important that we keep fishing. Friends of mine, they get all their gear, they get all the stuff ready, the wind's right, the water's right, the depth right, and they're still waiting, and sometimes they go home empty-handed. My goodness me, what patience they must have. In August, Lorraine and I will be celebrating 25 years of marriage. And a day hasn't gone by that we haven't prayed about our family. My mum is not a Christian. Lorraine's parents are not Christians. My brother and my sister are not Christians. Lorraine's brother is not a Christian. But for 25 years, a day has not gone past where we're not praying for them to come to know the Lord. I was wondering, perhaps for some of you, that you've been waiting and waiting and praying for perhaps a loved one or a friend to come to know the Lord. Be patient. Wait until it comes. We have always, if you like, laid the right conditions. Our water, we believe, has been the right temperature. The depth has been right, because we've invited our friends, our family around for dinner. You know, we visit them regularly, but we're still waiting for them to take the bite. We've shown them the love of Jesus, but we're still waiting. Folks, be patient. Be patient. Don't give up. God's word says, pray and do not give up. God's word also says that our prayers are powerful and effective. Keep on fishing. Keep throwing your rod into the lake and wait patiently. It's Jesus that brings people to the Lord. We just have to prepare people to come to the Lord. Folks, of course, God can do the miraculous, and he can just bring people to Christ just like that. But I'm sure every fisherman would love to put his rod into the lake and bring out the prize fish every time. So there is a process. A process of, just as I say, waiting for the right conditions. But keep on praying. Be patient as you keep on fishing for people. I think the second quality a good fisherman needs is courage. Now, there's a difference. There's those fishermen that fish for leisure and those fishermen that fish for a living. Excuse a pun, but it's a different kettle of fish with somebody who fished for a living. Okay, someone who fished for a living is completely different. Apparently, as a nation, we are eating a lot more fish. Virtually every household now has fish twice a week to eat. It's worth £6 billion. So there's a huge demand for seafood. And these fishermen, they go on these trawlers and they go out to the wildest of seas, the wind's blowing. They have to go out quite up north because that's where the deep water is, where all the fish is, the tuna. Apparently these boats are built, the priority goes to the catch, not to the living quarters for the crew. So these guys are in hold conditions, sleeping with a constant smell of fish. And they need a bit of courage. Sometimes the crews are away for weeks, sometimes months at a time. Folks, I believe not is there a demand for seafood, but there's also a demand for Jesus. Folk just don't know it. Folk just don't know it. And so sometimes as commercial fishermen, perhaps we do have to be courageous. We have to do things that something perhaps we are not used to. I'm trying to be a bit more courageous in my walk with the Lord. So much so, there's a lady in our church called Karen, And Karen has got a real evangelical anointing. Very evangelistic is Karen. And every Friday afternoon and Saturday morning, she goes out into the centre of Colchester, and she has a little A board that says, "Dreams Interpreted." Dreams Interpreted. And every day, every Friday or every Saturday, she has a conversion. People come to know the Lord through her just standing in Colchester. And she said to me, "Ian, why don't you come out with me?" And I'm going to be courageous. And I'm going out next week with Karen on a Friday afternoon. Now, to me, that is really courageous, because that frightens the living daylights out of me. And church, perhaps sometimes, you know, we need to be a bit more courageous in sharing the love of Jesus. Being a bit more courageous. And then lastly, the third quote of a fisherman is all about, I think, using the right bait to catch the right fish. Again, this is not my information, information off the internet, so don't be too impressed. There are different baits that attract different types of fish. There's artificial baits, there is natural baits, different baits to use in seawater and different baits to use in fresh water. You cannot catch a pike using artificial bait. You have to use, apparently, a natural bait to tempt the pike to come to your rod. We need to be like Jesus. When we are like Jesus, we are attractive to other folk. People are drawn to us because we are like him. Whenever you read the Bible, Jesus had such a huge following. Wherever he went, he had such a huge following. The Bible tells us, Ephesians 5:1-2, "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ loved you and gave himself up for us." Colossians 3 tells us that we should clothe ourselves in compassion, humility, gentleness, which best describes Jesus, being like Jesus. I once read a survey that said this: more people come to know Jesus not through a great preach from a great preacher, but from the people of Jesus being like Jesus. Amen? Yeah. People of Jesus being just like Jesus. What attracts the pike is this lovely natural bait. He can't resist it. If we're like Jesus, we are attracted to people. They won't be able to resist it. Folks, you are the perfect bait. You are the perfect bait. People will be attracted to you because you are filled with Jesus. Verse 19 says, "I will make you fishers of men." Be like Jesus. Reflect him in all that you say and do. First, I want to encourage you to be patient as you fish for Jesus. Don't give up. Lorraine and I are not going to stop praying for her parents and my mum and our siblings. We're so desperate for them to come. If it means I have to sit like this for a few more years, then I'm happy to do that. Folks, be courageous for Jesus. Sometimes it may mean us coming out of our comfort zone, you know, and doing something like I'm going to be doing. Pray for me, please. Next Friday afternoon at 2:00, I'm going to be out on Colchester High Street. Doing something courageous for Jesus. Be like Jesus too. And who knows how full your nets will become. Amen. Amen.